views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello there, everyone.
Hi, this is Daryl, her sidekick and the Ed McMahon of the show. So here's Deborah. I'm going to let her talk to you and have fun.
We're coming at you from Hampton Roads, Virginia, which we are having a beautiful afternoon. If you are happen to be in the vicinity, we're at the Healing Fountain broadcasting live. Please pop in sometime and say hello to us. Today we have a very, well, we think, and hopefully you will too, think this is quite an interesting and profound topic, really. And it's a essential aspect to all of our lives. The topic today is new love, true love, and how to make meaningful relationships develop and last in our lives.
Very, very difficult situation sometimes.
Well, first, let's do a quick overview, Daryl, of this remarkable method that my grandmother taught me now well over 30 years ago. She did call it personal prophecy. It uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, which are quite astounding at times in the amount of insight and guidance that they can provide us, especially when it comes to affairs of the heart. I have found that this method is stunningly accurate when it comes to how people feel about us and what our future is in relation to those who are in our lives. Not only that, but also the ones that haven't quite come into our lives.
That's very true.
So one thing I wanted to bring up today, it's a topic that Daryl and I have been talking about for the last couple of days, is how ironically we've noticed that the two times of the year when breakups most occur is either right now at this point in the summer or it's right after the first of the year. Now, we were discussing, and the cards have really held true in this respect, that midpoint of the summer and the first of the year are times when we are on the brink of many changes. For instance, summer has brought us outdoors. We're going to parties on the beach. We're picnicking. Yeah, we're mixing and mingling. We're going on vacation, and we are presented with all sorts of opportunities to take our lives in a new direction. As far as the first of the year, well, people, after the holidays, they really get an instinct, especially if they're in a relationship that has stagnated or has really kind of soured.
Yeah, and a lot of that has to do with over the holidays, you know, if they've been with somebody for a little bit of time, the family's used to them being around and their friends are used to having them around, and they don't want to upset that apple cart.
Right, because that's such an emotionally charged time of year.
Right, over the holidays. And after the first of the year, from experience, most people want to be in another relationship at the earliest Valentine's Day, at the latest by first of the summer.
So it sounds like they're already strategically planning.
Well, the first of the year is a change. You know, everybody's looking for that change.
Well, and I think also from Thanksgiving to the first of the year, there's a lot of partying that takes place and the festivities, and sometimes people will actually find themselves at each other's throats, and relationships can become shipwrecked in the process.
Yeah, they can.
So there was one other interesting fact I've discovered after all these years of giving card readings, is that 90% of the partners who dump us or who want to take a break, you might say, they come back. and want to reconcile. And it's at that point, though, that most of us have grown as a result of the loss and heartbreak that has been involved, that we are literally outgrowing the attachment to that person completely. So that's when you might find that trying to get back together again really doesn't feel like there can be that connection. And essentially, it's because you have outgrown that individual. Another thing we wanted to talk about today is in the aftermath of breakups. After all the hurtful slings and arrows of the words that we have lashed at each other, after the walking out, slamming the doors, and
throwing clothes out behind them.
Yeah, we want to talk about how you really don't want to necessarily burn bridges in the heat of the moment. I have often found through readings that the more we try not to burn that bridge, more likely that individual is going to want to walk right back over it.
Yep.
And actually, and this is so true of men, Daryl, they come back wanting to be better men. So,
yes,
so
I
recommend that you don't go key his or her car.
Or you could be like a friend of ours that she broke up with her boyfriend / fiance at the time. And he was out of state at the time. She delivered his car back to his place, his clothes all nice and neatly folded in a box, his TV, didn't destroy a bit of it.
Car was detailed.
Car was cleaned and detailed, ready for him when he got back. And they got back together within a month of him getting back in state 2 months later, and they've been married ever since.
And a lot of it, I feel, was due to the fact that she didn't turn into a screaming shrew through that breakup because, well, it doesn't always work. And we're not saying that every relationship should find a second beginning because sometimes there's abuse, there's violence, there's
drug use, whatever,
alcohol. I mean, there's a lot of different factors, but we're just saying in general, we have noticed that the cards will often point to the fact that that individual is going to grow and change and become more of what we really needed in that relationship.
So much truth there, Deb.
Maybe we should take a call. What do you think?
What do you say?
Should we bring Roxana into the...
Yep.
Yeah. How about that?
Welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yes, me. Hi.
Hi, Roxana from California.
Hi. How are you, love doctor? How are you?
We're very good. And how are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you. Enjoying the summertime. And it's nice and warm in California, so it's good.
What could we do for you today?
Well, I was going to ask you, I have a friend, a gentleman with the name Bob, and something has happened between us a couple of months ago, and he stopped talking to me. What do you feel about this situation, and will we stay friends again, or he doesn't want to be my friend anymore?
How long were you and Bob together?
Well, I've known him for several years, but it never happened like this before. I know that he is well. He's still alive. So we had this friendship for a few years.
So did he just drift away and you didn't hear from him again?
Yeah. Something like that.
Okay, well, I'm going to shuffle the cards here and we'll take a look.
So you and Bob were friends for several years, by the sounds of it, Roxana. And...
I have not seen him for some time as he was going through some medical procedures, health issues, but we stayed in touch. I was trying to be supportive, so I was a good friend. Right. And then I don't know what happened, but kind of strange. And yeah. I know that he is recovered and he is doing well.
Right.
Well, health-wise, so.
Kind of almost like he drifted away there once he got better. And
I don't think that he is sick. I don't think that he is sick anymore. It's
right,
been a long time ago, like in wintertime.
Once he got feeling better, he might have kind of drifted away a little bit there. But Deb's doing the layout of the cards here, and we'll have an answer for you in just a second.
Even when I talked to him last time, he he was already feeling well. He was out and about. He was planning to travel. So he was not dealing with this health issue anymore.
Okay.
Well, I do want to tell you, my dear, that during the health issue, he may not have expressed it to you, but he was extremely afraid. He feared, he was sensing the finality of possibly not surviving. And maybe it wasn't even a very difficult medical situation that he was in. However, he was feeling very, what's a good word for this? Very
depressed.
Yeah, and really shook up over it. I feel that he loved you dearly. However, he has taken a bit of a new lease on life right now. He's taking stock of all of his relationship. He really has a wonderful feeling for you. And I think it wouldn't hurt due to the amount of friendship that has existed between the two of you for you to reach out. Give him a call. Send him a note.
Yes, I can tell you, we planned to have a date a couple of months ago, and he was feeling fine. By that time, he was finished. It was not like a life-threatening health issue. It was just a little surgery, and he was wearing he was doing some physical therapy. And we were going to meet to see each other, and that day he canceled the date, and he told me, no, I can't. I have some other issues with my family here, mom, I don't know, something.
Well,
so he canceled the date, and after that, I never heard from him. So I felt that he didn't want to talk to me.
Okay.
And he didn't want to see me either.
We're going to take a break here. Just stay on the line. We'll come right back to you.
Okay.
We'll see you in a few minutes, okay?
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information. Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ. We're back.
Yeah, guys, we're all back. Welcome back. Roxanne, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm still with you. I'm sorry, Deborah. I just thought I would clarify. I had a feeling that he didn't want to see me. And well, I don't know what.
I want to tell you something here, Roxana, from your reading. I feel that this is a relationship that should essentially just stay a friendship. And if you were friends first, and you will be friends last, you should be friends always. It wouldn't hurt to extend a note or a phone call in his direction just to catch up on things and to find out why the date that you had planned didn't materialize. But I want to tell you something. Your cards are indicating very, very strongly to me that a true mate is coming into your life. It is not Bob, it's someone new, and you are going to find yourself so happy and so swept off your feet, Roxana, that I see her marrying within 3 to 6 months of meeting this wonderful new man who is yet to enter her life.
Wow, that's pretty quick.
Wow.
Yes, and you know, you don't have to go out and hunt him down. He's going to actually come directly to you. And I really want to thank you for calling in, Roxana, because that leads to our next point that we were going to discuss, is about how to allow lasting true love to literally come to you. So thank you very much for calling us.
Thank you, Roxana. Call again, please.
Yes, and now getting to the topic that I just mentioned. A lot of people think, oh my goodness, I don't have somebody. I got to go find somebody.
Yep.
And out of desperation, they just try to grab at whoever seems available. That's what I would put under the category of, say, new love.
Right.
It's that new rush of infatuation and the heady brew of
lust
and passion.
Passion and all that.
And it doesn't necessarily mean it's the foundation for a lasting future together.
No.
Now, I know you have a very interesting story to tell.
Yeah. Actually, me and Deborah have been together for a few years. Yeah.
Quite a few.
Yeah, about 15 years
yes.
now. But our whole relationship's based on friendship. We're best friends. We always have been best friends since day one when we met. And when we met, it was a very unique situation.
Based on the cards had perceived our future union. I saw you in the deck for 2 years before you actually entered my life. I was in a period of complete, I don't need anybody sort of attitude. Working, I had young children. I had just come out of a bad marriage. I took 4 years to basically take a break and find out what's inside of Deborah. What does Deborah like without being attached to someone? And at the time you came along, I was feeling pretty good about being single.
Yeah, this is a lady that wouldn't let me bring her a cup of coffee.
Wouldn't go out to lunch. But he was in my cards, and I saw that before I even met Daryl, that he was going to be my true mate. And this went on for 2 years. I saw him coming and going and going and coming. And I thought, what is this guy, a traveling salesman? No, you were a senior chief in the Navy out on deployments. And
little cruises and in and out. And the ship that I was on, we barely spent 3 weeks at a time in port. Yeah.
But the minute I finally agreed to have that cup of, you brought coffee over, and I opened that door, I was a goner the minute I looked at you.
Yeah, we both were. Because in the same time that she was taking her break figuring out who Deborah was, I was busy building a wall around me that I wasn't going to let anybody inside of. I opened that door and it had to be the worst mortar job ever because that wall fell apart real quick. So you sued that contractor.
And we might mention that we don't just have a relationship that runs like a smooth ribbon of silk.
No.
We've had our ups and downs.
Let's have our ups and downs.
We've had a lot to deal with from time to time. Between us, we have 6 boys. I am the biological mother of 5, and then you brought me a 6th.
Yep.
So there's been a lot of family drama and a lot of emergencies and whatnot over the years.
Yeah.
I do want to tell you, though, one thing that I am a firm believer in is that a relationship that has never been tested by conflict is a relationship that you have absolutely no idea whether it's strong or not. So it scares me when I have clients that come in here to the Healing Fountain in Virginia Beach, and they sit there very proudly, the couple will sit, and they'll say, "We've been together for 3 years and we haven't had a single argument." And I think, oh, how scary.
Yep.
You have no idea what the true fiber of your relationship is.
No idea if he's going to cut and run at the first argument or she's going to cut and run at the first argument.
So learning how to be able to productively disagree and be able to work through disputes and whatnot.
I'll say it straight out. There's been times I've walked out the door because I'm mad, and I know if I stay there, I'm just going to get madder and say something I'm going to regret later.
Yeah.
Walk out, go for a ride, walk around the block, go beat my head on a wall sometimes, come back, and it's like, okay, can we talk about this now and talk about it rationally and calmly? It's, you know, sometimes you have to take that step away to get back to that rationale.
And a lot of times I have to admit, for on the female side, women will often pick a man, to be their partner as a fixer-upper. They see the man in his current state, he's sloppy, he's this, he's that, he drinks too much. And in her mind, she's thinking, oh, once I marry him, I will be able to turn him into the man that I need him to be.
Yeah, first mistake.
But I will say the cards have been amazing at helping people work through relationships they're in now. We're able to actually navigate the beginning of a new relationship.
Yes.
I have some ladies that are professional women. They're lawyers or they're doctors. They are in high-powered careers, and they'll get a reading from me, and they'll say, I don't have time to waste on a guy that's not going to turn out to be my number one.
And they won't even go out with them until they get a reading. So.
Yeah, so the cards are extremely good at helping us take a temperature on a potential dating situation, find out what that individual is all about.
Yep.
So I really feel that if any of you are out there and you would like to know what's going on in your relationship, if there will be that sort of long-term soul-mated connection for you, if the relationship you're in is going to be able to get back on its feet, please call us. We'd love to talk with you today. The number, as you may know, is 1-800-930-2819. Please call us. In the meantime, we're going to discuss the various reasons that people become desperados. And you can,
I like that.
If you're traveling the dating websites that are out there, I'm sure you've met a number of these desperados. These are the ones that are panicky. Maybe it's an age thing. Maybe it's their fear of loneliness.
Afraid of being alone.
Right. They don't have an identity unless they're with someone.
Very much.
And the cards, this particular method of that my grandmother called personal prophecy, will actually tell you things about yourself that can be, relationship killers.
Yes.
For instance, for me, they've constantly told me, you are your own worst enemy. Quit it. Stop it. Yeah, and for you, Daryl, they've told you, stop stuffing.
Yes. Stop stuffing everything down and holding it in.
Mm-hmm.
So, why don't we get started on that conversation, Deb, here, and then we'll get a break here in a little bit, but let's start on that. Where do you want to start?
Well, the thing is, you can't hunt down the person intended to be the true love of your life.
Very true.
If you just let it come to you, you would be absolutely amazed how, actually quickly. I usually give a time span of between 1 to 3 years, and if you think about it, that's not a terribly long period of time. But in the meantime, develop yourself. Get real connected if you have children. Too many of us, they're like little pets. We forget that they need us too.
Yeah.
work on your career, which was something I certainly did during those 4 years.
Yes, you did. Work on getting in shape.
Oh, that's a big one, isn't it?
Getting in touch with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know who you are. That's a big killer right
and
there.
And learn to love yourself. You can't love someone else if you don't already have love for yourself.
Yes.
And that's huge, I think.
Yeah, it is. And do you think, just take it every day at a time, one day at a time, you know, take it a little bit at a time. As you can deal with it, deal with it. Okay, now you move on to something else. And just get yourself ready. It's such an easy thing to do.
If you manifest the life that you want and that you dream of for yourself, and I think we'll be bringing in that wonderful visualization that I've often used. We'll bring that in and share with everybody. I think that if you can live in the moment of what you're in now, learn to feel acceptance about your life. Make yourself the best that you can be so that you can be able to be a real gift to someone who's brought to you through the higher power or through the universe.
Manifest the guy or girl that's going to make you who you want to be.
Oh, and really work on baggage.
Oh, yeah.
Almost forgot that.
Yeah, get rid of all the baggage.
If you've been with an abuser, if you've been with a cheater, if you've been with someone who is using drugs or alcohol, well, we'll get to that after the break.
All right.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Dr. Linda Salvin,
metaphysical master,
now bringing insight and metaphysical abundance to your living room with her spirit-filled candle line, Wicks of Wisdom. Dr. Linda's unique formulations of pure and powerful herbs, oils, and essences can assist you in love, luck, finances, health, and more.
Wait till you experience the power of Wicks of Wisdom.
Find out how these amazing candles can help you. See them now and order yours at lindasalvin.com.
Or call 888-509-1077.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
1230 WPLQ. Welcome back.
Well, welcome back, people, and everybody out there listening. We're going to go to our next caller here in a couple of seconds, but I want to throw one last thing in here before we go to our next caller. Booty calls.
Oh, yeah.
And drunk phone calls in the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah.
Both of those. Both of those are big no-nos.
Right.
You want to really make him not want, make him or her not want to come back? Just do that a few times.
Well, and also in personal prophecy philosophy, there's a one of the principles is called the evolution of emotion. And that says, for instance, let's say in a breakup, he's gone away angry, she's gone away hurt. Well, let's focus on the male. His emotions are going to evolve from anger into a place of acceptance. Then he's going to start moving toward want. Then he's going to get to need. And eventually he will have evolved to that place of, oh my gosh, I really do love her. I need her back. And that's when you have a place for a new beginning.
So. Right. Very much so. All right, let's go to Casey from Chicago.
Casey.
Hello.
Hi.
Casey, hello.
Hi, it's the Dynamic Duo. They're back in action.
Yes. How's the Windy City today?
It's hot. I am calling about a relationship question, and it's not mine.
Okay.
Okay.
My best friend's getting remarried next week, and I think her husband-to-be, her fiancé is an awesome guy. I just wonder about the timing and their potential because they're going to be doing a blended family.
Ah.
So I use your personal prophecy method, which is gives me a lot of insight, but I'm afraid that I might be projecting my concerns on instead of reading what's really there.
Okay.
So I will let you flip the cards, and while you're doing that, I'll give you a little background because they're simple. They're both in their mid late 40s, about probably 47.
Uh-huh.
My best friend is divorced and has one son, although the son is not from the prior marriage that she is a baby she had on her own. The divorce was last century. And the husband to be has three kids. He's a widow. His wife died, I think, about 4 years ago.
Okay.
So this is his first relationship, serious one, since the death of his wife. And he's got two kids with her and then an older son who was the previous wife, the deceased wife's son from a prior relationship, but that biological father has nothing to do with the older son. So the fiancé is really a father to three kids. Anyway, just was giving you that background because they're doing this blended family and they don't have there's no other parents involved.
Right. So. Well, Casey, I have really good news for you starting out here. I feel that this is going to be a very strong marriage. These two are destined.
Yay.
Go ahead.
I said yay.
Yes. And the difficulties or the struggles, the conflicts they're going to face in this marriage will all be pertaining to the children. And they're going to need to compartmentalize that where it doesn't leak out of the box and one of them is pitted against the other as far as the parenting goes, if you know what I mean. I see issues here pertaining to financial overspending on their part, and that's something they're going to have to be dealing with. But they should definitely be discussing how Daryl and I have had, of course, these blended family issues. I have told Daryl, the best you can hope for is to be a really good friend to my kids. Because if you try charging in there, and now you're going to be the imposing father figure, we're going to have a lot of trouble.
Yep.
So he has never done that. And if anything, we play good cop, bad cop. We go off together and decide who's going to play which role, and then we'll deal with the children that way. But as far as those two, oh my goodness, I see nothing but perfect road ahead of them. Truly. Once the kids are raised.
Wow. Okay. That's.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Sorry. That's exciting. I was thinking that because they both have very different parenting styles, that's going to be the real crux of the conflict between them. And.
Yep. I'm listening.
So that the best thing that she could do is not try to be a mother to these kids who lost their mother, but to just try to be the best friend to them?
No, in her case, I think she needs to move gently with the nurturing and the affection. Let them know that she, sees them as individuals. How old are the children, Casey?
Her son is 8. The other kids, there's a daughter who's about 13 or 14. I think she might be younger than that, maybe 11 or 12. They just seem so old these days, these kids. And and there's another boy who's young in high school, I think a freshman or sophomore, and then the older boy is in his 20s.
Just move slowly. That's all the best advice I can give her. And that's what I had to do with her sons. So move slowly. Was their friend would take them. You know, back when they were little, wrestling was a big thing. So I'd take them all to wrestling,
or to the monster trucks,
or you know, whatever they wanted to do. Let them know that I was their friend and did things with them, and kept them entertained, and let them get to know me. And then over time, it just slowly blended to where I'm more of a father figure to them than anything.
Now, the girl that's entering adolescence, I think she's going to need some very special TLC as she grows. I think it would be really good for your friend to, you know, kind of lounge on the end of her bed sometimes and say, you know, when I was your age, I was, and if she was clumsy or, you know, because that's an awkward stage. And if that girl can connect with her new, you know, her new parent there, on instead of saying, well, I was, you know, the
prom queen, didn't have any problem.
No, try to go for the things that would really establish a bond. So that
was clumsy,
this
I didn't do good in school,
or, yeah,
you know, things like that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but otherwise, no, Casey, they don't have a thing to worry about. And once the kids are all out of the house, they're going on another honeymoon.
the other parenting issue is that her son is, of course, over the moon to have brothers and sisters and a family. It's his dream, but they have sibling rivalry, and my friend feels like she has to choose between protecting her son and helping the kids establish appropriate sibling type of relationships,
and that's
recognizing
it's going to be a little difficult for her, because I feel that she needs to let him kind of find his own way with these kids. Ours didn't immediately embrace each other either. Daryl brought in a son who had been a single child. Then I have these, you know, I'm a traveling circus. So they had to find their own dynamics in the relationship. And I think the mother will just have to try to not overdo it.
Yeah, overprotect her son. She's got to keep even ground with all of them.
And you know what? I'm not seeing it in the reading as becoming a huge issue.
No, I didn't see it either.
I think the love between the two of them is really going to be a beautiful umbrella that they will all be standing under. It's going to be a wonderful family.
It's wonderful to hear that, because I saw so many.
It really was.
I saw in the cards that I read, it looked like they had a really great real bond with real love. But then this other kind of issues, I couldn't quite place that. I was thinking it was kids, but you guys can always laser in on it with such specificity. I'm always impressed.
I think thank you, and I think it's overspending. Actually, I think they have to watch not showering these kids with too many material things. As we know, with all of our children today, it isn't really helping them at all.
No.
You know, and I think that will be an issue, is not trying to lavish them to buy their love, because the best thing they can do is make the things that these children get be something that is earned, a quality acquisition for them. And we're coming up on a break. So, Casey, thank you so much, and give our best wishes to your friends. Thank you.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Love you too.
Love you. Bye.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
1230 WBLQ. Welcome back. So let's move on to Alma from Connecticut and see what Alma has for us.
Hello?
Today.
Hello there.
Hi, how are you?
We're very good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I have a question about somebody I recently met.
Okay.
It's new. It's very slow. He's an older gentleman, and it just feels right to just start off as friends. And I was wondering if you see it developing into something meaningful.
Well, I prepare your cards so I can reveal the answer to you from your reading. Why don't you tell us how the two of you met?
Sure. We met at a holistic facility. He was hosting a music series, and I happened to be there. And I don't know. I'm drawn to him.
Oh,
I don't know
good.
How to describe it. But we're friends, and so I'm just wondering if you see it developing into something deeper.
Alma, I'm gonna tell you before she even gets all the cards laid out here. Oh yeah, you're gonna get something more than just friends out of this one.
Oh, it jumped right out in the deck. Your
yes,
feelings
ma'am.
Are right on target. And I want to tell
yes.
you that friendship is actually going to develop into a beautiful give and take between them as this relationship develops
mm-hmm.
more on a romantic plane. Wow. What I'm seeing here is that the two of you will be able to have spirited discussions, passionately defending your views, and it's only going to make the passion that much more intense, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
So actually, yeah. You have, It has all the earmarks, honestly, of turning into a beautiful relationship. But I want to warn you here first. Don't try to, and you probably aren't, but just as a precaution, don't try to make it go too quickly. It's got to develop in its own way and time.
It's like a good sauerkraut. It's got to ferment and grow and develop that taste.
Oh yeah, very, I love that.
Do you see this happening? Like you're saying this, take my time. I know I could be impatient, but are you talking like a couple of months just to chill out with this?
Well,
or is it just
going to
naturally grow?
My perception of him is that he always likes to take the lead, and he's not in always rushing things. He's a little bit slower, takes his time, very thoughtful in what moves he's going to make. But once he gets to that place, he's literally going to grab you, and the two of you are going to just float away on a cloud. I mean, it's got very beautiful earmarks here for an amazing relationship. But yes, you have to let him make his moves. Yes. Daryl, I'm sure you can back this up.
Yes, I see it.
You know, the world has changed a lot. And I watch a lot of this on Facebook, and I see it on television. And the thing is, though, those old traditional values, those old traditional courting rituals, they're still very much a part of our society.
Oh, yeah, they are.
That's so true. And he's older than me, so I think that makes a difference. It's a different way. I like that. I like that traditional.
Well, I'm glad you like that. Because, yes, you are actually a breath of fresh air for this man. And he is, I see that his maturity is very attractive to you. Plus, he's highly...
It is. Talented. Yes. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Hello?
Yes, we're here.
Oh, what were you saying? I'm sorry. What were you saying?
I was just saying that...
I'm here.
His maturity is very attractive for you. The fact that he's older, he has many talents. I like the old saying, still waters run deep. There's a lot of depth to this man.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, okay. So just keep on going with what I'm doing and just let him take the lead. Like dancing.
And you know, one last thing here, Alma, before you go. I do see that the two of you are going to have a disagreement. And it's really over something silly. But it's actually as a result of this disagreement that his true feelings are going to come through. And that's when you will know he's ready to make a move, take your relationship to the next level.
When does that happen? Do you know?
What's that, Alma?
Do you know when this happens? With this disagreement thing?
Well, I would say I'm feeling end of August, early September. But now because you know about this, you can circumvent that disagreement by basically bottom lining it and saying, you know, the two of us really enjoy each other and we've got a lot going for us. Let's not let this... you know, stand in the way of how we really feel about each other. That opens a wonderful door for him to,
step through and tell you how he really feels.
Exactly.
It was interesting because I'm so, for the first time, I'm so scared. Like, I'm a sad, I'm fiery, I just go, and I'm scared to mess this thing up. To be quite honest. It's interesting.
Well, I really think the fear that you're feeling is actually because of the awesomeness of this relationship and how he makes you feel. And believe me, if he was on the line right now, I believe he'd be saying the same thing. So
he's very guarded right now. Right. Yeah.
So, in a sense, both of you can be scared together. But I really feel I really feel that this is going to blossom into something. I mean, it's like you're getting a Christmas present early. But you just can't.
Oh, I'm so happy. Thank you. I've been waiting a long time for this. It's Wow.
Well, I want to tell you now, because of your reading, your personal vibration has been raised. This is a fabulous time for you to manifest your desire and wanting this man to play an important part in your future. So please do that. And I would love for you to keep in touch with us and let us know how it's going. We're going to have to. We're going to have to bid farewell to all of you. And I want to but I want to wrap it up here by telling everybody, please, if you have an Android or a
iPhone,
please go to the place where you get your
apps.
Thank you. I love how you finished my sentences. Yes. It's a free app called Psychic Love Doctor, and it's our app, and you would be able to give yourselves readings all day and all night. Also, you can reach me at my website, which is psychiclovedoctor.com, where I am available to perform, conduct readings for you. 100% confidentiality is always guaranteed. And I do teach this method. If anyone is interested, please get in touch. I, as the only living subject matter expert for personal prophecy, I have the ability to credential you as an actual practitioner of this method. Any last words, Daryl?
I have a lot of last words, but I'm going to keep them short this week. It's been great being here. Had a great time. We had a great show.
We'll see.
Come back, see us next week. We're here every Friday.
Yep, and we'll
2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern.
And we'll take your calls.
Yes, we will. And
as the psychic love doctor would say, which my grandmother always said, to dream is to believe. And once you believe, all things are possible.
Yep.
Take care, everyone.
You've been listening to The Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. To learn more about Deborah, visit www.psychiclovedoctor.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.